This article will be studied during the week of August 24th through 30th. Benefit from the Field Service Group Arrangement. Theme text: I will praise Jehovah with all my heart in the assembled group of upright ones. Psalm 111, 1. Song 65. Move ahead. Focus: How we benefit from the Field Service Group Arrangement.
Paragraphs 1 and 2. Question: How do many feel about the Field Service Group Arrangement?
Do you remember the day you were approved to be a publisher of the Good News? On that happy day, you identified yourself with a vast group of worshipers who are praising Jehovah's name. However, on that day, you may also have become part of a smaller group, one that may have included only a handful of fellow worshipers, a field service group. Field service groups play a key role in helping us to fulfill our commission to preach the good news of the kingdom in all the inhabited earth. Matthew 24:14. How do you feel about the field service group arrangement? A sister named Wendy says, "So much of my ministry has been shaped by this arrangement. I have learned new preaching and teaching skills from others, have been helped to set and reach spiritual goals, and have made lifelong friends, all as a result of this loving arrangement." A brother named Rich adds, "I view serving as a group overseer as an outstanding privilege. While some publishers get to assist a person to progress to baptism, a group overseer has unique opportunities to help that person to make spiritual progress for years to come." A sister named Dinah says, "The field service group arrangement is wonderful. I view my group as my family."
Paragraph 3, question: What will we discuss in this article?
In this article, we will first discuss the role of the group overseer and his assistant, and see how they care for those assigned to their group. Then, we will consider how we personally can contribute to the success of our field service group. Finally, we will see how we can benefit from this loving arrangement. The group overseer and his assistant.
Paragraph 4, question A: What is a field service group overseer's main responsibility? Question B: How does a group overseer care for those in his group?
A field service group overseer is an elder who has been assigned by the body of elders to assist a group of publishers to make spiritual advancement.
The footnote reads, "If needed, a capable ministerial servant can serve until an elder can take over. A ministerial servant working in this capacity is called a group servant, since he does not function as an overseer in the congregation. Rather, he is serving under the direction of the elders in caring for his responsibility."
How does he do this? First, he takes an active interest in each person assigned to his group. Being an alert, caring shepherd, he keeps in contact with them. Doing so helps him to provide spiritual encouragement, emotional support, and practical help. Second, he helps each publisher to have a full share in the ministry. He takes a zealous lead in the ministry, especially on weekends. He also works regularly with each publisher to provide personal encouragement and training. If on the rare occasion he cannot be in service, he makes sure that the group is cared for by his assistant or another qualified publisher. Third, he helps baptized brothers to qualify for congregation responsibilities. He provides sincere commendation, scriptural counsel, and regular training to help brothers qualify as ministerial servants and as elders. In view of the importance of the group overseer's role, the body of elders selects those elders who are most qualified to fulfill this assignment.
The following is supplementary information. Tips for the group overseer: keep meetings for service brief, no longer than 7 minutes, so that publishers can promptly get out in the ministry. Work with as many of the publishers assigned to the group as possible, including those whose circumstances do not allow them to support meetings for service regularly. It may be possible to work with such publishers on a different day or evening. Shepherd all in the group regularly. Effective shepherding calls may be made at the homes of the publishers, at the Kingdom Hall, or at other appropriate locations. Shepherding may also be provided by telephone or by letter. Train brothers to reach their full potential and to help them qualify for increased responsibility. Take the lead in your service group, even when your group needs to meet together with other service groups. Returning to the article. Paragraph 5, question. What challenges do some group overseers face?
A group overseer may face challenges as he cares for those in his group. Consider York, a group overseer from Germany who, like many elders, must care for more than one assignment in the congregation. He says, "Balancing several responsibilities is not easy. As a result, I find it challenging to meet my goal of contacting everyone in my group." Abel, a 70-year-old elder from Uganda, says, "We have very few elders and ministerial servants in our congregation. Thus, the field service groups are rather large. As a result, I find it hard to shepherd each publisher as often as I would like to." And Obed, an elder from Suriname, admits, "I love to train others, but training requires time and energy, and the results are not always seen immediately. Because of this, training is often the first thing to get neglected." What can help elders who face these and similar challenges?
Paragraph 6, question. How does keeping field service groups small help group overseers to care for those in their group?
When possible, field service groups should be kept relatively small so that group overseers can become well acquainted with all in the group and help them remain spiritually strong. What if there are few elders in the congregation? Rather than make groups so large that a group overseer can no longer fulfill all the aspects of his role, the body of elders may temporarily assign a ministerial servant to care for a group. When groups are relatively small, group overseers are better able to care for the most important aspect of their assignment, their brothers and sisters.
Paragraph 7, question. In congregations with few elders, what can group overseers do to ensure that all in the group are well cared for?
If you serve as a group overseer in a congregation with few elders, focus on training your assistant to help you care for God's flock.
1 Peter 5:2 reads,
"Shepherd the flock of God under your care, serving as overseers, not under compulsion, but willingly before God, not for love of dishonest gain, but eagerly."
Delegate tasks to your assistant. For example, periodically assign him to take the lead in the field ministry. Prayerfully discuss with him the activity of publishers in the group. Regularly bring your assistant on shepherding visits and provide him with guidance before and after each visit. In time, your assistant may qualify to serve as a group overseer. You can also ask other mature Christians to help with training. Pioneers and other experienced publishers can work with new and less experienced ones. And spiritually mature publishers can assist those who need help with starting conversations in the ministry, making return visits, or conducting Bible studies. Now let us consider three ways we personally can contribute to the success of our field service group.
The picture for paragraph 7 shows a group overseer training a brother using the brochure, "Love People, Make Disciples." The picture caption reads, "An elder may train a ministerial servant in the service group, such as asking him to conduct a meeting for service."
Contribute to the success of your field service group.
Paragraph 8, question. How can we contribute to the success of our group?
Be present. You contribute to an interchange of encouragement when you engage in the ministry with others.
Romans 1:12 reads,
"Or rather, that we may have an interchange of encouragement by one another's faith, both yours and mine."
Witnessing together may also provide those in the group with a measure of safety, as well as greater confidence. If secular work often prevents you from supporting your group's preaching arrangements, could you ask your employer to adjust your work schedule? You might be surprised at the response. If poor health or advancing age makes it difficult for you to meet with the group in person, why not speak with your group overseer? He may be able to make arrangements for you to tie into the group by means of video conference and to engage in letter writing or phone witnessing. Are you young and in good health but still find it hard to get out and service regularly? If so, why not plan to work in person with someone in your group each week? You may need to reassess your priorities or adjust the way you manage your time. Every effort is worth it. Pray to Jehovah. He can give you both the desire and the power to act. Philippians 2:13.
Paragraph 9. Question. How might we contribute to a warm, loving atmosphere in our field service group?
Be hospitable. We contribute to a warm, loving atmosphere within our field service group by following the course of hospitality.
Romans 12:13 reads,
"Share with the holy ones according to their needs. Follow the course of hospitality."
Might we be able to make our home available as a meeting location for a field service group? In some congregations, groups take turns providing hospitality for the visiting speaker. On their assigned week, some in the group may gather for a meal and for encouragement regardless of whether the speaker can attend. A special pioneer named Sarah says, "I get nervous when it comes to showing hospitality, so I keep it very simple. I try to focus on getting to know others instead of worrying about whether the food will turn out just right." When we work to create a loving, family-like spirit of hospitality in our field service group, we draw closer to Jehovah and to one another.
Paragraph 10. Question. What might we do if we want to improve in some aspect of the ministry?
Take the initiative. The more skillful we are in preaching and teaching, the more likely we are to enjoy going in service with our group. Is there an aspect of your ministry that you would like to improve? Why not take the initiative to ask someone, perhaps a pioneer or an experienced publisher in your group, for help?
Proverbs 1:5 reads,
"A wise person listens and takes in more instruction. A man of understanding acquires skillful direction."
Chapter 27:17 reads,
"As iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens his friend."
Let your group overseer know about your goal. He may be able to help you reach it. You might also ask others for help. A sister named Heather did that. Although shy, she says, "I asked a pioneer for help in making return visits. She was loving and kind, and she made regular arrangements to work with me. She even helped me start a Bible study with one of my return visits. I am so glad that I asked for help because I now enjoy being out in the ministry again." Clearly, we can contribute to the success of our field service group in many ways.
The picture for paragraph 10 shows a younger sister asking an older, more experienced sister to work with her in the ministry. The picture caption reads, "The small size of a field service group allows us to get to know others and to share in the ministry with them."
How you can benefit from your field service group.
Paragraphs 11 and 12. Question. What spiritual benefits can you receive from the field service group arrangement? Relate an experience.
Spiritual benefits. Each of us can benefit spiritually from the field service group arrangement. For example, those whom Jehovah is especially fond of, widows, orphans, and the elderly, receive timely and encouraging shepherding. We also receive much-needed training in various aspects of the kingdom preaching and teaching work. Exemplary baptized brothers receive help to qualify for additional congregation responsibilities. Consider how Wendy, mentioned earlier, benefited from the field service group arrangement. "Because my father was opposed to the truth," she says, "it was often not possible for my mother to go in service on the weekends with her field service group. However, I was allowed to go, and I did. One older pioneer sister took me under her wing and helped me to develop skills that have benefited me both in the ministry and in the congregation. I recall several times when my group overseer gave me loving scriptural advice that has helped me to this day."
Paragraph 13. Question. What are some emotional benefits that we can receive when we support our field service group?
Emotional benefits. We form close bonds with those in our group as we work side by side with them in the ministry. Philippians 1:27. The small size of the field service group may also make it easier for those who are shy or who feel anxious in large crowds to develop close friendships. We can count on these friends for support during difficult times, such as when we are ill, feeling depressed, or grieving the death of a loved one. No doubt we will need good friends to a greater extent in the future. Our problems may not go away, but they can be more manageable when we know we can count on brothers and sisters who love and support us.
The cover picture for paragraph 13 shows the sisters from the previous image, leaving the meeting for field service and heading out together to the territory. Brothers and sisters from the same field service group also make their way to the territory. The cover picture description and caption read, "Two sisters in a field service group go out in the ministry together." Paragraph 14. Question. How do we benefit from our field service group during times of disaster or emergency?
Practical benefits. We receive timely help from our field service group during disease outbreaks, natural disasters, medical emergencies, persecution, and financial crises. For example, in each congregation, the Congregation Service Committee, along with group overseers, develops a plan to help those with special needs. Group overseers take the lead in locating each family in their field service group and assessing the immediate needs, including medical care, food, water, shelter, and clothing, so that relief aid can be provided. What practical help and loving care we receive from our field service group.
Paragraph 15. Question. What unites all of us in Jehovah's organization?
As mentioned, Jehovah's organization is very large. The heavenly part alone is made up of hundreds of millions, perhaps billions, of faithful spirit creatures. The earthly part is over 9 million strong and growing each day. All of Jehovah's worshipers are united in their efforts to declare the good news of God's kingdom. May we benefit fully from the field service group arrangement, an arrangement that helps us to praise Jehovah with all our heart. How would you answer? How do the group overseer and his assistant care for those assigned to their field service group? What can we do to contribute to the success of our field service group? What benefits can we receive from the field service group arrangement? Song 61, Forward, You Witnesses. End of article.